We're in Siman Kuf Tzadik Tes. We're up to Sif Yud. We'll be doing Yud and Yud Aleph till the end of the Siman. Katan Shehigia La'ones HaPu'utos. A katan that has gotten to the point that we call Ones HaPu'utos with regard to Kinyanim, that he already is a young man. V'yodea L'mimavarchim. And additionally, he knows to whom we are making a bracha. He understands the concept of a Hashem who is the source of all and the one that we turn to. Mizamnin olav, so you can count him for zimun. Umitztaref, and he can be mitztaref bein lishlosha bein lasara. The machaber shita is that he's mitztaref not only for a zimun but even a zimun of Elokeinu. Hagah, the Rama disagrees. V'yesh omrim de mitztarefin also klal ad she ben shlosh esrei shana. The Rama holds that you can only be mitztaref him if he's 13. Da oz machsekina leil kagod l'shevi beisaris. Because then we can assume that he already has attained physical maturity. V'chein no'agim, and that is our minig ve'ein l'shanos, and one should not do otherwise. Now, first of all, let's go back to the Machaber Shita. The Machaber Shita is that Ones HaPu'utos and Yodea L'mim Vorach, the halach is your mitzarev him to a zimun. If he's less than Ones HaPu'utos, even though he's a Yodea L'mim Avarach, his das is not enough to include him in a Zimun. Now, what exactly is the din of Pu'utos? So, it is a 9 or a 10-year-old. Some hold that the same will apply to an especially bright 6-year-old or more. Also, the Mishnah Berurah points out that he can only be one of them. You can only have one such child. You couldn't use more than one child for a tziruv to gimel or yud. Now, the Rama disagrees. The Rama holds that whether it be gimel or yud, a katan is not mitztaref at all. Until he's 13, in which case we say that there's a chazaka that he's already physically mature. If we know for a fact that he's not physically mature, then the fact that he's 13 is not going to help you. Now, in all of these cases, whether we're going in the Mechaber or the Rama, we're only talking about Siruf. In terms of who actually leads the Zimun, then the Pashta should be that it's got to be a Godel Mamish, because he's being Motzi, everybody else, their Chiyuv. Not only that, but let's say we're talking about a case where he's being Motzi them in actual Birkas HaMazon. So there the Mishnah Berurah says, if people ate Kidei Sviya, that's a Doraisa. If that's a Doraisa, on Doraisas, we can't rely on age 13 as a Chazaka that he's attained physical maturity. So if everyone ate Kidei Sviya, if he's just leading the benching, as long as he's 13, that's fine. Less than 13, even according to the Machaber, he couldn't lead the benching. He couldn't do the Zimun. But let's say he's already 13. He could be Mezamein, but he could not be Motzi anybody with Birkas HaMazon if that person is a Godel that ate Kidei Sviya. Now we go back to the Rama. Says the Rama, V'cheresh V'shota. We're only discussing a katan. How about it's a cheresh, someone who's deaf, or a shota? Im mechavnim u'mevinim mitztarfim lezimun af al pishin ha'cheresh shomei ha'bracha. The halach is that if they understand, they are mitztaref, even though a cheresh cannot hear the bracha. Now, first of all, we're talking about a cheresh who is medaber ve'eno shomea, means a cheresh who can speak, so he is considered a normal human being. The only problem is that he doesn't hear himself. On that, it's saying that nevertheless, he is allowed to, he is mitztaref to the zimun. The Mishnah Berurah says that he should not be motzi anyone else in Birkas HaMazon l'chatchila because he cannot hear what he is saying. In l'chatchila, you have to be mashmiel la'ozna of what you say. He is allowed to be mezamein, though. He can lead the zimun if he's not being motzi anybody in benching. The Mishnah Berurah also points out that as far as being a chazan or shliach tzibur in shul, since he has to be motzi other people, yidei chavasan, the halach is he should not daven. Even though today we're bekiyim and most people do not use the chazaras hashatz to be motzi them, nevertheless, since the takon of chazaras hashatz was for the sake of being motzi people, since ideally he should not be being motzi anybody else, lechatchila he should not be the shatz. So a cheresh hamedaber ve'eno shomea is a full-fledged Jew, he's chayiv in all the mitzvahs, lechatchila he should not be motzi others in a bracha because he cannot hear himself. The shota that the Rama is talking about doesn't mean a shota gomer. It means somebody that people say is a little bit mixed up, meaning he is not always so rational, or he is often irrational. So there, as long as he knows what he's saying, he's a yodei lemimavarach and knows what he's saying, the halacha is that he can actually be mitzarif to zimun. Sif yuralef mishani du al avera bezman shehutu mitzar asrora im ezamnen olav. Someone that was put in cherim is not mitzarif lezimun. And of course, for the censors, he's adding all these things that it's only if the government permits cherim, because there were places that cherim was considered illegal.